The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Not today, and not for a while, but we got plenty to talk about, so let's just do it. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. And it makes him feel important. So help him out. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. And put your comments there. You know the number for that as well. And it's a Friday Friday. Weekend's almost here. Although I guess for a lot of people, it's going to be a weekend for a long time. Let's just have some fun today.
Let's do it, man.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Stuff. Not a lot of sport. I guess there's a little bit of sports, but not a lot.
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, the good news for people who need stuff to bet on, they are going to race at Sam Houston tonight.
Well, there you go.
You will not be able to go.
Oh.
Because they will not allow the public in. But if you... want to bet on it, go to BetUSRacing.com.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm doing. I've already got a couple plays in for the first couple races. So there's that. And that's about it. Everything else is on hiatus.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's today's show, folks.
Well, that's today's sports.
A lot of people very concerned for us.
Really?
Because, yeah, they didn't know how we were possibly going to survive this time. It was... I got a lot of, what are you going to do for the next 3 weeks? And I'm here to tell you all, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Our show is going to be fine. Now, are there some shows who aren't going to be so fine? Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's probably going to be some shows that fall apart. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about us. I'm not worried about the show. I do admit, running a website called Sports Map.
Oh, yeah.
While there's no sports, is a little bit of a challenge. So, in all honesty, if you have some ideas for stuff, please email me, because I'm actually going to spend this weekend trying to put together, you know, some ideas that we can do over the next few weeks, because, you know, we got a lot of momentum with that site. I don't want to lose it, but it is kind of hard to comment on the Rockets when the Rockets aren't playing, the Astros when, you know, they're not, nobody's doing anything. So, yes, this is where I'm going to have to be really creative. So, I'm honest. If you got ideas, email them to me.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the show. Show's going to be fine.
Show's going to be just fine.
We can talk about anything on the show.
That's right.
Just can't quite translate all of that to Sports Map.
Yeah, big deal.
So, oh, 713-780-ESPN. Yo, Adrian says, everybody's panicking and buying toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that toilet paper is going to do.
Says, I want to bet you're like me and just want to know if the bar and the liquor store is still open. You know, Specs is open. And they've got all kinds of stuff at Specs.
Yeah.
Especially a downtown one. So, yeah, feel free to swing by there and grab whatever you need. So, but, yeah, I'm totally stocked up on alcohol. If I wind up getting quarantined for any reason, which if I do, it's probably going to be because of something the wife brought home.
Right.
Even though I don't ever get within 5 feet of her, we do, you know, use the same bathroom occasionally and stuff like that. So, it's possible. But if I'm stuck at home for 3 weeks, I'll be nice and drunk.
Well, that's all you need, right?
That's how I will kill it.
Yeah.
And you know, bet on some horses and stuff like that and try to come up with sports map stuff while there's no sports.
Listen, we have decided that we're going to just, you know, grab life by the horns here, and we're going to make the most of what we got. We're going to come in here 3 hours every day, and we're going to have some fun.
It's kind of what we do every day.
Yeah. Except we'll just probably talk a little bit less sports than we normally do. Will we talk some sports? Probably.
Maybe, if it comes up.
Yeah, there's probably some stuff worth mentioning. In fact, I've got a couple things today worth mentioning.
Yeah?
But or is it going to be every day? I don't know. It'll, like usual, it'll depend on how the show's flowing.
Yeah.
If we decide that we want to talk some sports, okay, we might do that.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to talk sports.
Okay. We don't have to. I mean, that's the beauty of what's going on right now. There are going to be people who, like, when we're doing the shows the next few weeks, who are going to say, hey, you guys, stick to sports. Go back to talking sports. This is a sports talk show. And we're going to be able to say, what are we supposed to talk right here?
The Masters got postponed. We could talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's
golf. Not really, golf's not going to play.
That's
now.
Talking coronavirus. That's not talking sports.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So the point is, no one's going to be able to tell us to you know, stick to sports because there's not sports to talk about. So we're good. If we want to talk it, we can. If we don't, we don't have to. No big deal.
4-9, are they canceling or postponing the corgi races? The only way I could convince a girlfriend to go. Yeah, because you can't go out there.
And the corgi races won't be simulcast.
No. No, but
it's unfortunate, but yeah.
Yeah. So there's a,
this was my dog's year too, I think.
You think?
I think so. I think
yeah,
so.
I was trying to talk them into having Dalmatian races because I do think Dynamo would be a contender, but apparently there's not enough of them running around out there. So
yeah.
But what's going to be interesting to me is I actually went to lunch with my daughter today. She's out of school now for 30 days.
Oh boy.
And so I'll be hanging out with her a lot more, but the things that I don't think about, like now she's worried about prom. I mean, she's a senior. This is her last year of high school, and so they may not have prom. She may not get to do a graduation. And I'm kind of like, well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for her on that, but I also feel bad for a lot of people who are not going to be able to work and not get paid. So just all we can do is say, hey, relax. We'll have some fun, and hopefully, hopefully we'll all get through this.
Maybe they'll offer her another year of eligibility, and she'll just come back and do the prom next year.
No, because she has to graduate high school for me to not pay child support anymore.
Fred, what's the priority here, though?
Me not paying child support.
That seems rather
Actually, what really sucks is she was supposed to go to Penn State this weekend to visit the campus, and now she's not going because it's closed. She's still trying to figure out where she's going to college, and so all that kind of gets pushed back now. And, you know, it's a small hardship considering what a lot of people are going to be dealing with. But, yeah, you know, it's not something I'd really thought about. It's like, oh, man, she might not get to go to a prom or senior year. That kind of sucks.
That would suck.
And when's she going to make a decision on school and stuff like that?
But at least you don't have to worry about her having premarital sex on prom night.
You never know.
I mean, at least not after the prom, right?
Well.
I'm just trying to look at the bright side.
I know. I don't think about these things, AJ. I'm sorry.
You don't think about some pimple-faced high school kid making sweet, sweet love to your daughter?
Nope. So,
you don't think about him like slowly taking her clothes off?
No. Nope.
Weird.
See,
I would worry about that if I were you.
Well, you're not me.
Like where his hands are going to be?
See, I don't worry about things like that, AJ.
What if he's just using her to get closer to you, her famous dad?
Like I said. And if you had a daughter, you would probably understand that you don't have to think about those things. You might actually trust them to do the right thing.
No way. Yeah. You can't trust
them. Now, I don't trust
teenage
guys.
Girls.
No, I don't trust teenage boys. But, yeah, I feel okay.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
We have a big name guest on the show today, Fred.
Really?
Big, big name. You may be familiar with... You may know him because he also, like Katie, has a famous dad. Unlike Katie, he is the president of a university. He knows where he's going to school. And maybe Katie should consider going to Liberty University.
Yeah, I don't think that's in her wheelhouse there.
Okay, well, it's food for thought.
Okay.
But Jerry Falwell Jr. will join the program at some point today, which is very exciting.
Okay. I'm excited about that.
He's in the news today because he's choosing not to close his school down. And he has some interesting thoughts on coronavirus as well. So plenty to discuss with him, I would say.
Awesome. Look forward to that. Yeah, that's he had some interesting thoughts on Fox and Friends today, so probably ask him about that.
So. I like how he goes on Fox and Friends and then on our show. Like, he couldn't have done us first and broke the story with us, but whatever, bro.
Hey, guys who are texting me ideas for the show. No, I want ideas for Sports Map. We're fine on the show. Don't worry about the show. We got that covered. But Sports Map's a different animal.
Yeah.
Would love some help and some ideas on it. And please don't put them on the text line. Just email them to me because I'm going to need time to go through them this weekend, and I'm not going to be looking at the text. But I appreciate your suggestions. Just no suggestions for the show. We got that covered. So JOff288 says, daughter's high school softball team 19-1 and second in the state in 6A. Canceled softball games and practices until further notice. I feel bad for her and her team.
It sucks.
UIL boys basketball tournament was canceled for 5A and 6A right before the tip-off of the 5A game. Yeah, it's you know, and I think at some point, whether or not it starts affecting what your kids are doing with baseball is probably going to happen.
So the tournament that they're supposed to play in this weekend is still on. It's I think it originally had 15 teams in it. It's down to 8 teams. So there's clearly some people who are like, no, we'll pass. My guess is this is the last tournament they'll do for a while.
Yeah.
Because the great thing about these baseball organizations is they're greedy. So once you pay your tournament entry fee, they don't want to give it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm really interested to see how things play out over the next few weeks in terms of stuff like that. But it does. Yeah, it's kind of unprecedented stuff we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And, you know, my hope is that we'll just have fun here for 3 hours a day. And if you guys are, the one good news, I bet the traffic's not as bad.
It shouldn't be, right?
Yeah. It wasn't very bad getting here.
Yeah.
So, in fact, going home last night, I was home in like 12 minutes, which may be
a big win.
That's a personal best. So, yeah, I mean, let's look at the positives here. We're going to have some fun. I'll give you another positive. My hair. Thanks to Dr. Linville. And guys, if you're losing your hair and you're thinking, hey, man, I need to do something. Well, this is where you need to go. Because I was at that point where it was either shave it all off or get something done. And I went and talked to some people about, you know, plugs and about, you know, this kind of wig thing. It was really weird. And none of it felt right. I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. And then I met Dr. Linville. And he told me about his process, where he extracts individual follicles from the back of your head, does the neograft procedure, and just basically transplants them where you're thinning. So it's your own hair. And he's done it himself. And his hair looks fantastic. He just went through the process again and filled in some more spots. And I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference. I have a lot more confidence. I feel better about myself. And I feel like this was the perfect thing for me. And Dr. Linville just wants to help guys like you, guys like me, guys like him who are balding. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Now is the time to get it done. 975hair.com. Get your consultation set up, especially if you're not going to be working for a while. Now's a good time to do it. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. Because it's about to get hairy. It's about to be
hard. This is the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody on the text line says, hopefully you'll get to cover an actual high-speed car chase since traffic is lighter. Thanks, coronavirus. Yeah, that's a positive. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to get a really good one that lasts, say, half an hour and they go really fast.
That'd be helpful for the show's ratings, I would say.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we thrive at. So
we all have our strengths, Fred.
Yeah, we
all have our strengths.
I feel like no one in the city does play-by-play of car chases better than us.
Yeah.
And I feel very confident in saying that. I'm not sure anybody else actually does it, but that's all right. It means we're both the best and the worst. Squeeze in a couple calls real quick. Q, go.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports, I guess.
Yeah, or something like that.
Corona,
that's right. So the NFL made a statement that they're not going to cancel the season, right? But I think it'll be more beneficial for the owners if they were to say they were going to cancel the season or postpone it with the CBA going on, because if they're going to do that, players that were already anticipating saving their money next season in anticipation for a lockout the following season might be forced to go ahead and approve that CBA now, because they won't be able to save their money. I mean, I think NFL owners do like bully tactics like that all the time. I just didn't know what y'all think.
It seems pretty harsh even for them. And I think the proposal's out there. The guys are going to vote on it, and we'll see what happens then. If they turn it down, then, yeah, maybe they just say, all right, well. But, I mean, you can't threaten to shut something down right now, because we don't know how long this is going to last, man.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah.
And I think the NFL is going to try to be smart about this, because they're really the only ones who are on schedule
right
now.
Well, and they're out of season, so.
Yeah.
You know,
And
why do we care about the CBA talk until it's either approved or rejected? Okay, that was the sports. Let's not do sports, please. Let's try PJ. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Curious, it's kind of, I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds? What are the odds that AJ can tell the difference between his burps and some of Rick's burps from Rick and Morty? Potential game idea, just while there's no sports going on. Just curious.
Is Rick and Morty, or is it a belching show?
Yeah, Rick belches, which, okay. Again, I think you would like, but. Probably about as often as you do, maybe a little less. His are a lot stronger, not gonna lie.
His are
significantly better at it than you are.
Cartooned for TV.
But we could do
mine are just nature.
Well, I know, but occasionally you have a good one that would match up. That's what just record them and then guess who did it, AJ or Rick.
I mean, it could probably just be belches. You could probably pull several belches off the internet, compare them to mine, and I can maybe pick out which ones are mine. Or maybe you should pick out which ones are mine.
Yeah, that doesn't really interest me very much.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, hoity-toity.
I get to hear enough of your damn
look
belches.
Look at me, Mr. Highbrow. I'm too good for that sort of lowly entertainment.
No, it's just I hear enough of your belches. I really don't need to go and try to pick them out.
I'm now extremely happy I wrote down the time of every single one of AJ's burps. And I go back at the end of the week and I get them all and put them in a folder. So I don't have to go back and listen to over a year's worth of show just to find burps.
Oh, good.
I've got them all written down, all cataloged.
Maybe if in like 2 weeks things are really bad around here, there's still no sports and the show's struggling, we can just play all of those burps in a row and fill a segment with that. It's a great idea.
We could
find
a way to do it. We could probably put it to some song.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, you can't just do the burps. You've got to work something else into it.
No.
Nobody wants to hear 15 minutes of burps.
We'll take a song
that's
that
art,
swears
Fred.
A lot, and we'll replace every curse
that's
word
art.
With burps.
No, it's not really art.
Whatever, dude.
You probably liked the damn ant scene in Better Call Saul,
yeah,
then.
I did. I loved it.
Okay, well, there you go.
I loved it. Do you agree with guys like Mark Few and Brian Dutcher who said the NCAA jumped the gun by canceling the tournament? They should have just postponed it, and then if this has all died down in a week or in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, we could have just played the tournament. Then, like, Selection Sunday should have gone on as planned.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I think I see their point on it, but realistically, do you think this is going to be over in a month?
I don't know. But what they're saying is you could have done Selection Sunday, announced who was going to be in the tournament, and then if we get to May and nothing's changed, you can say, okay, there's no tournament this year. But until then, what's the harm in...
Well, because I don't know how difficult it would be or how feasible it is to move all this stuff back, considering hotel rooms might be booked for something else, the venues. I mean, I don't think... I think it would be too difficult, because once you get into, let's say, May, You may not be able to get people to Houston for the regionals. You may not be able to get people to Atlanta. I kind of think it was one of those where if you couldn't do it and if you weren't going to do it with no fans, this was your only option. I think. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they probably could have found a place to do these games in May if it suddenly became available. Maybe you can't use the Mercedes-Benz State.
It's not just that, too.
What do they got going on there? What do they got going on in these stadiums?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. And I don't know what the TV things are going to be.
Guess what? CBS would move it so they could get their damn tournament games in.
Probably.
But so it's the biggest ratings thing they do all year.
Yeah, well, except for when they get the Super Bowl.
Well, they haven't had it in a long time. Yeah. They're not getting it anytime soon.
So, now, I mean, I get all that, but I just think from a logistics standpoint, it seems like it would be almost impossible. I mean, you're talking about 68 teams. You're talking about a bunch of different venues, travel and everything else. I mean, you can't book the travel. You can do the bracket, but when would you book the travel? It's like, well, we book it for May. Do we book it for June? I think the better option in my humble opinion is they should have played with no fans.
I think that was the best move, and we'll talk later in the show about the UFC, who they're gonna fight tomorrow night, and I'm guessing it's going to be one of the highest rated UFC cards in a long time.
If I were them, I'd think about moving it to ESPN.
They're moving.
Yeah,
it's going to be on ESPN and ESPN Plus now.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah, it's everywhere now because this wasn't a pay per view. It wasn't a planned pay per view.
Right.
So in ESPN. Assumed that they were going to be playing the SEC championship game or something like that.
Right.
So now that nothing else is going on, yeah, it's on TV, and they're fighting in the big stadium in Brazil, empty. They moved the next two UFC events. They had an event scheduled in Columbus, Ohio, an event scheduled in Portland, Oregon. Moved them to Vegas to the UFC's building where they basically the building that they own and operate.
Right,
they're going to have them there, no crowd. I mean, that's the beauty of having a sport that's made more for TV than it is for in person, and specifically having a pay-per-view model.
Right.
I mean, if it comes to that, they'll be able to put that show, the Khabib Tony fight on, and I would imagine that would be one of the better selling pay-per-views ever if that was to happen.
Well, and I think the reason this makes a lot of sense is. For the same reason that I kind of think the XFL should have done the same thing. People are going to be starved for anything. So they're going to watch. The ratings are going to be through the roof. You're going to expose a bunch of new fans to this. I don't know if expose is a good word considering what's going on. But you're going to show a bunch of new fans. You might get a bunch of new fans out of it. I like it. And, you know, you're right. It is one of the few sports that you could pull off like this. But I think you could have with basketball. I mean, a lot of these early games don't have a ton of fans in there anyway. So
I would have said, listen, here's the deal. Every team is allowed to bring... I would have just found one big stadium. Every team's allowed to bring 20 people. We're going to get you all in here. We're going to play for 6 days. We're going to get all these games knocked out. Bingo, bango, bongo. We're crowning a champion. Everybody's like... They could give everybody one section of the stadium. And say, listen, this is your section. You eat here, you sleep here. This is where you are.
Right.
There's no leaving your section. And they could have gotten something done. I believe that. I think that would have been the best choice. But I also understand. Right now everybody's afraid of what could happen. And
if one player gets it and passes it on, then you have to quarantine an entire team. I get that scare, and that's why I mean, just saying you're going to postpone it. Would not really have worked because honestly, do we think a month from now anything's going to be different? I mean, even if it's slowing down, they're not going to want people getting it started again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of feel like this is going to last at least a couple months. And you get into June, these teams haven't practiced. I mean, as much as I would love to see the tournament, I just don't see how. I mean, if this goes away in 2 weeks, then yeah, they'll look stupid. But at that point, maybe they come back and say, hey, we can still do it now. But I don't think that's going to happen. Doesn't seem like 2 weeks from now we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and very happy to have our guest here, who is the president of Liberty University. He's a lawyer. He's got a lot of God. Jerry Falwell Jr., who did appear today on Fox and Friends. And
congratulations on that great appearance, by the way, Jerry.
Yes. You can just call me JFJ is what I prefer to go by right now. And that was a it's a good show. It's good people. And we're getting a lot of really good information out there right now.
Jerry, one of the things that you said in that interview is that you believe that this is just essentially a political stunt, a way to keep Donald Trump from being reelected. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, I think when you look back historically, there's always a lot of these things that kind of come up out of nowhere in election years. And we've seen it from really far back in time and the potato famine, which was really in 1884, it was more of a potato flu than it was a famine. And there was flu that had come in with the potatoes. And, you know, that was a threat to it was in Ireland. There was the mainstream media at that time was really concerned about it coming to the U.S. And it was a flu and not a famine. And there was a lot of talk about Garfield and Cleveland and this threat was really out there scaring people into trying to vote for the more liberal candidate because the mainstream media and whatnot. And it just turned out that this flu, as with most flus, when you adjust and apply heat to them, they dissipate. And so that didn't get talked about. And that's why the potato with heat became the French fry. And so the potato famine was really nothing more than a flu that actually became something very good, the French fry.
I thought the potato famine was a shortage of potatoes.
Well, it was more of a flu, if you will. It's a bit less of a famine. People say shortage. There was actually an abundance, and that's what Jesus can do, abundance. You start with one potato, you got 10 loaves of bread and fish.
And you somehow think that the potato famine relates to the coronavirus?
Well, I think the media is the one out there pushing these things about, is it a potato? Is it a flu? Is it a virus? Was there a famine? Is there a black plague? Is Donald Trump involved? Is it the government conspiracy? There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot. It's hard to decipher. And one of the things that we like to do is pray on it at Liberty University. And so, you know, you look at the Spanish flu, it was Woodrow Wilson who had the open border policy. Boom, Spanish flu just comes walking right in. And no one ever talked about that. And it's not something that's been discussed a lot, but I can tell you this for a fact. That was another flu. And I think this one is a similar flu. I just think there's a lot of different, you know, things that are coming up here. There's been talks, and you brought it up, about the potatoes and whatnot. It's just a lot of different things going on. Here at Liberty, we have a way of combating this. Whether it's a flu or a virus or how, we've got the ability to pray this away. We've got prayer groups. And let me tell you how this works. And we're specifically suited 100,000 people in online courses. We'd love for you to be part of our online course so you can stay home, get your schooling, and then stay away from any type of virus. Or come on campus where we have prayer circles. And what you do is you stand in a circle equidistant from each other. And you take your left hand, you reach into your neighbor's right pocket. You take your right hand, you reach into your neighbor's left pocket. And grab for cash, because one of the dirtiest things that you're going to find that's touched by more human hands and is just full of contagions is cash. Take any cash that you have in those pockets, take them out, throw them into a wicker basket that's in the middle of a circle, and we've got special money washing machines there at Liberty that can wash away the contagions, and you don't have to deal with it anymore. So once it's been washed, we'll make sure it gets straight to God. and you'll be good. So that way, we are taking away the contagions. You're safe. The money's safe. God's blessed, and you just got a couple prayers in.
Well, you were set, quoted saying earlier,
Fred.
Yeah,
we actually have somebody else who's calling in refuting this. The great evangelical word and leader of our time, Jim Baker.
Let's hear what Jim has to say. He's getting sued, by the way, for hawking what they call a fake coronavirus cure. I'm curious what Mr. Baker has to say about that.
That's another example of fake news. The lawsuits, you can't sue divinity, is what it really boils down to. And for you to have Jerry Falwell Jr., whose father was a false prophet, he is a false prophet, and now he's telling you to give your money to him. It's foolery, I tell you. We've been around for a long time, and we know what to do with the money. God knows how to beat coronavirus, and he told me the secret, and it's my silver solution. And if it gets too far, we've discussed my food buckets that are ready to purchase at my website. They will get you through the most trying times. There's nothing to fear. And yeah. The one thing I agree with Jerry Falwell on is the president is taking the fall for all of this that really is to blame. The people to blame are obviously the gays. And from what I understand, Liberty University has a great influx of gays in recent years.
Oh, hold on a second. Now, I just pulled up something on a website. Allow me to read here for a second. James Orson Baker, this is off of Wikipedia, is an American televangelist, entrepreneur, and convicted fraudster. What? With his former wife, Tammy Faye, he hosted PTO Club, an evangelical Christian television program, and he developed Heritage USA, a now-defunct Christian theme park. Now, let me ask you something.
It's
a Christian theme park versus
theme park.
Versus, they probably fell off your roller coasters. And this also, I didn't get to the second paragraph. A cover-up of hush money paid to church secretary Jessica Hahn for an alleged assault led to his resignation from the ministry. I'm not finished. You got even more links. I got a lot of links. There's a lot of links in here. Subsequent revelations of accounting fraud brought about felony charges, conviction, imprisonment, and divorce. Now, what does $279,000 mean to you, that number? I'll tell you what it means. That's the amount you paid in hush money. We could have taken that money, washed it clean of contagions, got it where it needed to go. And by the way, you are sitting here trying to sell these buckets of seeds and all this end-of-days stuff. There's not going to be an end-of-days. My man, G.O.D., is going to take care. He's already getting a wide receiver drafted into the draft, Antonio Golden, Gandy Golden. We're having a wide receiver draft in the NFL, and he's going to be clean and pure and simple. So when he gets in there, lots of touchdowns. Who did you – let me ask you, did you get any athletes going to Heritage theme park that you had out there?
Randy Moss spent a summer working at my park. I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, and what do I see? Jerry Falwell Jr. kissed a man on the mouth.
That ain't true. Somebody else put that in. It's probably Jimmy Swaggart put that in.
Wikipedia.
Jimmy Swaggart put that in.
And the end of days are coming because people like you say, oh, I don't need these food buckets. The great thing about my food buckets, and you can go to jimbaker.com to purchase, is they're filled with essential supplies, and when the bucket's empty, you've got a chair to sit on in the apocalypse. You've got a toilet if you need one. There's lots of uses for these things, and you can use it to count ballots for the re-election of President Donald Trump. You can use it to put money in.
actual running water and toilets that flush. We don't have to have you poo in a bucket. A confidential 1985 Internal Revenue Service report found that $1.3 million in ministry funds were used for the baker's personal benefit. That's on Wikipedia under early investigations. Do you want me to go to sexual misconduct and resignation? Because I got a lot on there.
Sexual misconduct? I'll tell you of it. At Liberty University, you have running water to flush away the evidence of the homosexual activities that happen on your campus.
Hold on a second. Let me keep digging on this. See what else I got.
Wikipedia is a devil's lie. The Wikipedia
fraud, conviction, and imprisonment.
Before Barack Obama.
Let me ask you something here. Have you even talked to Trump? I've got his Cash App. What is that? Cash App actually is Jerry Falwell, big money, and you can send it to me.
Venmo.
I've got a PayPal and a Cash App and a Venmo that also is direct to the
world. 2014 or 2020? Listen, the president has anointed me as the minister of Jesus in this country, and you trying to get your money grubbing hands
you
into my blood.
You are more of the mainstream media trying to derail this whole thing and get the money siphoned in your own stuff. Let's get that real clear. I think it's real interesting that this kind of stuff, these bucket of sunflower seeds or whatever he's got, comes up in the election year. Has anyone asked a question about this? Next thing you're going to know, it's going to be bucket of potatoes. And you already know what happened.
My buckets were available since 2018.
2018. Well, you know what happened in 1918? Spanish flu. Wow, 100 years later. Sounds very suspicious.
Listen, what I do know is this. There are people like, and Mr. Four, there's people in your town.
A sentence reduction hearing was held November 16th, and Baker's sentence was reduced to 8 years in prison. Did you ever hold a pocket? What does tossed salad mean to you? Do they use jelly still or is it syrup?
Texas, where this program is being played, we all know
ridiculous.
What's going on with Joel Osteen now?
What is going on with that guy?
Well, he's going to keep his church open so that people can keep coming in and praying.
When God sent Hurricane Harvey to Houston for all your gays, he closed his church. And now when we need to keep people apart, he opens the doors.
Well, you'd know about closing because you had your little theme park, your theme park you had. My university is open. We've got money washing machines. We've got lots of hand sanitizer. We've got online courses. We've got running toilets, not buckets of seeds that you can poo in.
And gay sex!
What?
Well,
I can't do this anymore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Falwell. And Mr.
Fred,
Baker. Yeah.
You know, I've always shot you straight.
Well,
Jerry Falwell is a false prophet. His name might as well be Jerry Falswell.
Well, yeah, I probably agree with you there, Mr. Baker. But, you know, he did have some very serious allegations against you that came straight from Wikipedia.
Everyone can edit their own Wikipedia page. You want me to read from yours?
Hey, I don't even pay attention to mine, so I can't help you.
Listen, I thank you for your time. Give your money. You got two choices. You can go to jimbaker.com or just donate to President Trump's reelection fund, and he will keep America great. And better yet, do both. Buy a food bucket. Buy the silver solution. It kills the corona.
Well, you know what? I think you should send me some of the silver solution just for having you on today, sir.
$99.99 is a low price, and it's basically our cost. That's all we ask. We've got to keep the lights on here, Fred.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, if you send it to me, I mean, I should get one for free because you'll keep radio alive and you can keep spreading your message.
Good luck with your coronavirus, sir. Good day.
Well, fine. Suck it, Jim Baker. All I wanted was some free silver. What the hell? Oh, well, we're going to go to break. I want to thank those guys for coming on. I'm not really sure, you know, why Jim Baker decided to call in, but happy he did. So, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You know, Aaron, I think it's a little disrespectful of you to come back with Holy Diver.
Oh, you caught that, did you?
Especially if you pay attention to the lyrics and know that, you know, the direction Ronnie James was going with that. It's a little disrespectful to our guest, man. I mean, it was nice of them to call in. So,
they wouldn't share, so that's what they get.
Well, I mean, all I wanted was a freaking free coronavirus silver so I could tell you if it works or not.
Yeah, that was pretty cheap of you.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, it's radio. We're supposed to get free stuff. The hell? You know, not like you were helping me out there.
I lost it. I'm sorry.
Well. I had a hard time keeping it together there. I'm not going to lie. It was those two were very entertaining, to say the least.
You want to talk to Kevin?
Sure. Why not? Let's talk to Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, man. That was great. You know, you probably needed something to kill or beat the pepper spray John thing. This is it. And those guys had me on the hook, apparently, when the guys started doing the Monty Python stuff of, you know, wink, wink, nod your head. Know what I mean? I mean, that was hilarious. It's the best entertaining 15 minutes I've ever heard. And well, I appreciate your show, man.
Well, I appreciate Jerry and Jim joining the program. That was very kind of them.
Yeah, they brought a lot of God to the show.
They did.
Which, you know. You got some Facebook comments there, Aaron?
David wants to know why I didn't keyboard cat the two of them
because
while they were on.
Well, they are
those are big names,
guests,
man.
Yeah,
they're I mean, as much as I'm mad that they wouldn't share, they are a direct line to God. I'm not about to go keyboard catting direct lines to God.
We don't keyboard. We only keyboard cat bad callers. Those were actual guests that, well, Jim was a caller, I guess.
Yeah, that'd been like keyboard catting Dana White when he was sitting there.
Yeah,
why would you? No, you don't do that.
We don't do that. When you get a big name, you respect
it. Yeah, and besides, I mean, they brought up Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen has a direct line to God. If we keyboard cat those guys, he's going to tell God's going to come back on us. You know, we got to be smart here. Next thing you know, one of us is going to call in Monday and say, hey, I've got a cough. Probably can't come in. And that would be because we keyboard catted those guys.
Yeah.
We cannot do that. You know, we've got to be smart. That's all. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You know, I kind of wish we'd had them on later in the show because, you know, I don't know where to go from there.
Now you're gonna have to answer texts all day about it.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just, you know, I enjoyed that so much that I'm not sure what to do next.
Huh.
And it's a hard thing to top. So.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. We'll figure it out, though. I promise.
Couple of coronavirus related things. Somebody had said that Kroger might be shutting down multiple stores due to the virus. That would suck.
And well, Dustin just tweeted us.
I was about to get to that.
HEB, Central Markets are going to shift to modified hours, closing at 8 p.m. today. Starting tomorrow, they'll have modified hours of 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. My guess is they need more time to restock shelves because people are running through them like a madhouse every morning.
I'm guessing so, which...
It's going to be like waiting... Like, my wife is probably going to have me camping out because I've camped outside of Specs before for beer and bourbon releases.
Yeah.
So she'll just say, hey, camp out outside HEB, get there around, you know, 3-4 in the morning, and then at 8 o'clock go in and buy up all the hand sanitizer, all the bleach wipes, all the Lysol, all that stuff.
The well, not that I want to give this away, but Specs has a lot of stuff too, if you go to the big Specs, food and things like that, and supplies and alcohol. So but that's kind of worrisome because, you know, the lines are going to be bad. People, you know, people aren't going to be able to get what they need. That's not good.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Kenny said, I thought I had a good read on the situation until I learned the potatoes are coming for me. And now I don't know who to trust.
I think that Jerry was way off base on that potato thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think he might have been right. And, you know, I'm not really sure I like Mr. Baker's take on Wikipedia.
Well, another...
It's not the devil's lie.
Well, listen, I don't know. I will say this. He did say that God will punish those who ridicule him. And I don't know if that's you, but you should maybe consider that.
Dustin said, just left HEB and there was nothing left in the meat department other than some fillets and dino beef ribs. Looks like dino beef ribs for dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, hey.
Well,
there you go.
Guess I'll be eating out. Although, you know what? Those guys are going to run out of stuff, too.
Eventually.
I mean, that's a problem. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Hour number two of the Blitz coming up. And, you know, I don't know if we have any more guests like that, but we expect to have RJ and Fezzik in the 6 o'clock hour, and we can figure out what the hell to do from a betting perspective now.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's a, you know, listen, if you are having a hard time keeping your house cool or warm in the wintertime, you may have inefficient windows, and it's a great time to invest, upgrade your windows. These windows are Texas tough. They're beautiful, quality windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. They're made in Texas to sustain the weather elements here. You save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. Think about that. Think about what your energy bill is every month. Multiply that times 12. Now take 40% of it and put it back in your pocket. That's what you could be saving with new energy-efficient windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. Senior discounts are available. Cash discounts are available. First responder discounts are available. And no payments for 2 years. 30% off all windows. They're family-owned and operated for over 4 generations. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. Old school, yeah. Thumbing through paper from last year, but it's not old news.
My sock up got me shopping up at Whole Foods. Hey. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.